How should we protest best?
Hello, and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined anti-racism demonstrations across the world, and this has been sparked by the death of George Floyd in the United States. But many protesters have knelt for a minute's silence before chanting, "No justice, no peace," and "Black Lives Matter." Is this the right way to object to a particular issue? Many people believe that actually protesting should be done in a peaceful way. Some say that actually violence gets across an important point. But here's a thought. The simple act of kneeling requires one leg to be bent, and grounds you're revealing an extremely sad event. But what is not appealing when it turns into dissent is folks standing for ill feeling, and they refuse to repent. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, if you are going to kneel on a particular cause, but yet then stand for something that you believe in, do you think that you should turn to violence, or should it be a peaceful act?
Well, the call to protest, Bismuth St. Mark, is one that can easily get out of hand and can lead to violence. If you're going to protest, I think you have to have at the outset, your principles. What are you going to do? And I think a lack of violence is very important if you're protesting. Now, if you're looking to overthrow the current government, well, that's a different matter. If you think that things have gone so far, we need to remove the current government. But if instead you're protesting against certain ways that the country works, or maybe certain things that the government's doing, rather than an actual overthrow, violence is going to be counterproductive, because the government, as part of its raison d'etre, of course, has the right and indeed the duty to maintain order. So always, if you're going to be using violence as part of your protest, in the end, it's going to be worse for you. You're going to lose out. You may get some short-term gains, to try and bring the violence under control. Then there'll be a clampdown. Without it being noticeably and obviously peaceful, you're not going to get your way. That's aside from the moral problems of using violence in the first place.
Yes. Well, the thing that I think I want to highlight here is that these particular campaigns have been occurring in different ways, different forms across different countries. So, for example, whilst the initial protests were sparked by the death of George Floyd, and that occurred in the United States of America, we saw a lot of violence, burnt out cars, police being attacked, police attacking innocent people. And in fact, we also saw that there were lots of reporters who were injured and hurt as well. Now, that's a separate point. The point here is it spilled then right across the world. For example, in London, now we've seen a number of these protests take place, and yet it still continues. Protesters have used this particular technique where they have dropped to one knee and raised their fists in the air outside of the US embassy in the United Kingdom amid chants of "silence is violence and color is not a crime." So they're using quite provocative language. And my question to you is this now the start of something much greater, or is this going to fizzle? My view here is that many people who take to the streets are perhaps not getting their point across in a constructive way, because what we've seen is something that provokes authorities, it provokes the police, it annoys the general public, for those who I know ironically are members of the protest. But the bottom line is that they don't always come from those communities in which they're demonstrating. So if you happen to be seeing, you know, thousands of people demonstrating outside your home, it's uneasy. It's putting people in a rather difficult situation. So my view is taking to the streets is not always the most effective way. But I wanted to get your view on just the simple street protest tactic.
Well, Now, I've actually taken part in a street protest a few years ago against the Iraq War. I mentioned to this to you in the pre-show meeting, and what I noticed was, it was all very peaceful and quite cheerful, in fact, and achieved absolutely nothing. And I took part in it as part of another group. I wouldn't normally take part in any street protest, purely because I'm of the opinion that you shouldn't stop people going down the road. A road is there for people to be able to get down it. The only time that I've walked in the road apart from that is on religious festivals like for example Good Friday. We walk down the street, but we don't close the whole street. We at most close half a street. People can always get past. So I just think it's a poor way of protesting. Here's a way that I would suggest, Mark, for people to do this as well. I would say, if your problem is not with a particular incident, the incident of the George Floyd death in this case, if it isn't with that, and it seems to have been sparked by that, but be pointing the current protest seems to be pointing to a wider sense of injustice for people of colour, and if that's what the problem is, then get into positions in politics. Perhaps run for president of the United States, if that's the problem. Get involved in your local politics. Get voted into place, and change the laws and change the way that the police handle things by being in political power over the police. Make the change permanent or real. I know that's a long-term strategy, but I'm afraid it's the only one that works.
Mm. Well, does it? Because I'm going to come up with an example.
Well,
where
may not work at all, but it's the only it one may that, not work. Everyone's got a chance to work, is what I mean.
Indeed, but I'm going to talk about how people have protested, but not necessarily in that style. It's something which is high profile and takes a different direction. Here's an example. The Reddit co-founder, Alexis Ohanian, has resigned from his tech firm's board, and he urged his board members of that particular company to replace him with a black candidate. Now, Alexis is a white man, and he's made a very specific point. This tech entrepreneur has pledged also the future gains on his Reddit stocks to serve the black community. Now, this is quite a bold move. He went on social media and explained that he said he was doing this as a father who needs to be able to answer his black daughter when she asks, "What did you do?" For those people who are not familiar with him, he is married to Serena Williams, the tennis player. Now, the fact here is that my view is, I think as an entrepreneur, very wealthy, very influential, to take a standpoint and perhaps invest in communities is a good thing. However, Alexis, this is my view. Do you not think that the consequence of calling out and having a black man replace you, or a black person replacing you, that ironically sends out a racist message and counteracts the whole point of this supposed support for a black community? So I'm concerned that when highly influential business people do start to take a stand on, or a particular standpoint, that sometimes they haven't thought of the consequences. Because if you are a white person, you might start to think that then maybe you won't be given the same opportunities, and perhaps you're not going forward going to be considered for somebody who would like to be a member of the board. So I wanted to talk about this type of act, where he's already made the act, he's already taken this standpoint. Do you think that he's done the right thing, or do you feel in the same way as me that perhaps he's probably going to cause more damage than good?
I think he's going to cause more damage. This is sort of, I would say, an extreme case of affirmative action. You know, where you have what is sometimes called a diversity hire. You put someone in place because of the colour of their skin. it's inherently racist doing that. It just to be in certain positions, and that means that it's not by merit necessarily if it is based on ethnicity. And so, yeah, it's just counterproductive. It's treating black people like they're victims, like they're children who need things done for them, and that just isn't the case. And black people are, for a start, people. They should be treated with respect. They should be treated as if, which is the case, they can be extremely intelligent, form their own companies that are better than Reddit, and they don't need your handouts from people such as this, what I would say, he's what we call virtue signalling person. He's desperate to show that he's not racist. And I think in doing so, he's being racist. You're being racist, man. Just stop it.
Well,
I find, I'm not normally offended on behalf of other people. I find that offensive, his action there. I find that offensive.
And I know that
in very
show,
anti-black. Very
anti-black. Before we talked about this particular show, you know that I was going to raise this particular topic because I felt exactly the same way. I think that his gesture, or a gesture of investment in communities, is a good one. But when you, when you tokenize things and you avoid that neutral approach of merit to have respect for people's particular skills in business. So if you're appointing a board member, you would normally do it and hopefully do it based upon the experience and the skills that that individual would bring, whether that's a man, a woman, a black, white woman, or anybody else for that matter. You are bringing neutrality in terms of your judgment based upon the skills that they can do bring to that company.
Yes, here's a thought. Here's a sort of extension of what I was saying earlier, that I believe the correct way to protest is through the democratic process when you're talking about a democratic country, and getting into positions where you can influence decisions. A good decision to make would be, of course, to make efforts to regenerate areas where people, maybe there's an area, like in many areas in cities in the United States, that's deprived, run down, is sort of a ghetto because it's mainly people who are black. Now, that shouldn't be the case. It shouldn't be the case that black people live in poor areas or are poorer. How do you get out of it? Well, you don't manage to do that by giving them more handouts and keeping them in the same, keeping them together in the same place. What you do is you invest in the area and give tax breaks when you're in that position, or give incentives for black people, well, local people, at the moment it's mainly black, to be entrepreneurs, to raise the level of the area.
Well, you probably heard Alexis trying to phone into the show at this moment in time, trying to give his side to the story. And obviously we encourage
him. Well, I know he's a big fan of the show, but, he obviously we'll have him on next time. Yes. Unless, of course, we can find a black person to replace him on the show, because why should we be listening to his views? Why shouldn't we listen? Why is he making that decision to step down? I think a black person should be making that decision for him. You see how ridiculous this gets.
It's
ludicrous. Exactly. And and as I say, so insulting to black people who do start businesses, who run great businesses, who are in positions, in political positions. I believe I'm right in saying, quite recently, there was a black president of the United States. It just isn't the case that black people need to be treated in this condescending manner. It's not necessary, and it's actually counterproductive. If you look at the protests across America, and if you were, for example, in a position where you didn't want Donald Trump to be voted in again in the election in November, it's going the wrong way about it. Now, voters in people who are likely voters are given surveys, and they were hammering Trump's handling of the protests until they began to be violent. And then it was found in a recent poll, 71% of all likely voters approve of sending in the National Guard, and that includes 63% of Democrats. You know, this is a huge percentage in favour of Trump. Now, in this survey, I looked through the survey and looked at the questions used. They never called them riots. So this isn't specifically to just the rioters. This is for the protests. Mm. So having violence associated with the protest has just turned people against the protests altogether. The National Guard needs to be sent in to stop them. What is going on? Well, yes. What's gone on is you shouldn't have been out there protesting like that, because it's counterproductive. This sort of supports our thesis here that there are better ways to bring about change in society. It's not that we on the Mark Capete Show think that changes don't need to be made. No, it's just that we don't think this is the way to make them.
Well, not only that, and I'm afraid we have to bring up the subject of COVID-19.
Yeah.
And the fact is it's not gone away. And we're not just talking about in the United States or the United Kingdom, but in other parts of the world. People in Australia, certainly the government, has highlighted and quite rightly said, please do not take to the streets to protest. There are other ways to do it. Mm. And yet we have seen tens of thousands of people completely flouting the rules and certainly engaging within 2 meters, pretty much almost arm in arm. Now, whilst that they may be wearing masks or have some form of cover over their faces, the bottom line is that, as we all know, that it's not just about the breathing, it's the touching and it's the engagement. And yet people have completely, for some reason, decided to ignore the health guidance from government and the disrespect that that brings to those who are suffering and perhaps those families who have lost people during the COVID-19 impact.
Yes, it's laws must be upheld, and as soon as your protest is breaking the law, unless of course you're looking for total overthrow or you're under a restrictive regime, which we're not talking about that. We're talking about the liberal democracies of Britain, America, Australia, etc. So there's just no call for people to break the law in that way, particularly when it's putting people's lives in danger. We need to show respect for all people. Now, the Bible verse that I was going to bring up, which I'm just going to read out now, just makes this this call. It says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So this Bible verse is right at the heart of what's often called the gospel, the good news about Jesus, that God loves everyone, that everyone is equal. And the Jew or Gentile bit was the barrier, the ethnic barrier, the racial barrier that needed to be bridged. Then it can be extended, and if it indeed was extended, to all the Gentiles, all the different people groups. There's not meant to be divisions between them. And as soon as you make it either, if you're a police officer, you're arresting or treating someone differently because they're of one race, or if you're deciding to resign because you're one race, whatever the decision is, if you're making decisions like that racially, you're wrong. You need to treat all people the same and treat all people with respect and honour, instead of having this sort of knee-jerk reaction of this mea culpa reaction, you know, I'm guilty, come and beat me, because you don't want to be called racist. Instead, work towards having people having equality of opportunity, work towards it. There isn't a quick solution, but that doesn't mean to say that it's not worth the true fight, which is working towards a more equitable society.
Mm. Well, he's very persistent, isn't he, Alexis? So, so listeners.
Look, I'm telling you, I'm holding out for
a black commenter. When you think about the situation that we've been talking about, I want to sort of highlight a few things that have been said in the United Kingdom, certainly from key members of the government. Home Secretary Priti Patel said that the social distancing advice was for the safety of us all, while the Met Office Police Commissioner, Dame Cressida Dick, said the protests were unlawful. But what do you think, listeners? Do you have a view? Will you go on a protest near your community about what's been happening over certain racist issues? Or maybe you've got a different view. Would you go down on one knee? Maybe you'll protest in different ways. Possibly you'll take Alexis' view and come up with another business idea, an angle that would get your point across. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, we'll see. We'll see whether demonstrators continue to adorn the streets and protest in the ways that we've seen in recent times. Well, join us again next time for more topical topics.